Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We have storms, we have heat, we have fires, and some potential problems in the tropics. You're listening to Weather Insider for Thursday, May 12th, as I continue the show. How smart I am. I know what day it is.
You're mediocre at best, all right?
Speaking of mediocre, Christina's here with us
Thanks,
today.
Thanks, Bernie. Welcome. You stole
it's
my joke.
The biggest compliment I've given you all day.
It really is. It really is.
All right. Last 24 hours, we had a fire pop up in California. We'll get to that in a second. It's another day of widespread heat and humidity. It's a taste of July. Minneapolis, Chicago, St. Louis, all the way down into Texas. Once again, we're going to have strong to severe thunderstorms. Every day this week, the severe weather has been getting a little larger and a little larger. Now, there wasn't much on Tuesday. Yesterday, we had wind and hail, a few tornadoes across eastern South Dakota and Minnesota. The severe weather peaks today, especially central western Minnesota, eastern Dakota, is that I-29 corridor from Fargo towards Sioux Falls. That's where we have the highest risk of severe weather. It'll be late today. The biggest threat's going to be damaging winds, and there's going to be large hail. You're going to see golf ball size hail and baseball size hail. Then that front moves east tomorrow, less severe weather, and then we'll track that front into the northeast. But the upper level system that's providing the severe weather today did a number in California yesterday. You know, we always talk about the fact that we have dry conditions throughout the south, southwest. The wind is what is the differentiator. We haven't had a whole lot of wind in California, but yesterday we did, and right on cue, we had the fire north of Laguna Beach.
I was going to say 0 to 60, but honestly, it's 0 to 200 because that's how many acres have burned now. This is, like you just said, right around Laguna Beach and Laguna Niguel. This is the coastal fire. It just started, already 200 acres, but one of the reasons we're focused on it so much, think about that area. There is a huge population in that area, and this fire has already destroyed dozens of homes in less than a day. So obviously an incredibly dangerous situation, and this is really the first fire in California we've focused on so far this year. New Mexico keeps taking the hits over and over. The Calf Canyon Hermit's Peak fire, now more than 236,000 acres burned.
That's approaching a record, right?
Yeah, 60,000 acres away from approaching a record or from getting to that record.
Which is what, the largest wildfire ever in New Mexico?
So unfortunate record to be setting. But I mean, that's just kind of the precedent of the season. Also, that fire, by the way, dropped in containment. Yesterday it was at 43%. Today it's 33%. So that just shows you, I mean, first of all, how fast the wind can help these fires spread. That trough, like you were saying, has really been supplying us with that wind into New Mexico. And today is no exception. We still have really gusty winds in eastern New Mexico, up to Colorado, even into Wyoming, and then even into West Texas, let's say, and West Kansas. We're looking at that issue as well. AccuWeather local storm max here, 85 miles per hour. So that's not a good situation for that part of the country. We could see a few storms bubble up in West Texas, kind of like what we saw yesterday. It's a similar situation. But honestly, at this point, it looks like even less rain than yesterday, and it's still in the wrong place. So in terms of helping fires, it really doesn't matter. In terms of you being weather aware, we could see a couple of those storms get a little nasty later this afternoon and evening. So just make sure you are being careful. Again, this is really through West Texas. We're looking at the brunt of it. But there's just no help for the fires, because even as this trough starts to move east and leave, we get a ridge building, which means, you know, we lose some of the wind, but we gain the heat.
Right.
So it's a nasty little trade-off here, like the lesser of two evils, you know. And at this point, it's just all evil for fire weather in the southwest.
Upper level low doing damage across the Outer Banks, North Carolina. Julian Angeline reporting on the AccuWeather Network this morning.
Yeah.
Houses being swept away, lots of washouts along Highway 12, North Carolina 12. In fact, there are some parts of that road that are impassable right now. Now, we've been worried about that possibly developing. It is getting better organized, but I think it's running out of time. I don't expect that to develop. It'll come into North Florida, Georgia coast as we move toward the overnight hours. But down the road, mm-hmm. what's going to happen is you're going to see a trough dig all the way into the Gulf, in all the way into the Gulf of Mexico. Whenever that happens, we talk about this every time this year. Homegrown development, that is the interaction between the trough, the jet stream in the tropics, with that deep trough coming in to the Gulf of Mexico. Watch out a week from now. I think we can get a little spin up that gets going in the Caribbean. This is where we do see tropical development this time of the year. And again, it's that interaction between the jet stream and the tropics that can produce a little spin up. So a week from now, we may be looking at an organizing system in the Northwest Caribbean. We'll keep you updated. Make sure you download the AccuWeather app. We'll keep you updated on all of the severe weather and the fires. Don't forget, we have the AccuWeather Real Field Temperature on the AccuWeather app. It's a free download. That gives you the experience today in the plains. It's going to feel like July. Severe weather continues later today across the upper Midwest, and also the fires continue to burn in the Southwest, and we'll keep you updated all day on that fire north of Laguna Beach.
Remember to stay on top of these conditions with the AccuWeather app. And if you want hyper-local alerts down to your neighborhood or street address, upgrade to Premium Plus to unlock AccuWeather alerts. Enhance your safety today with Premium Plus.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.